You're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Campus Community Radio.
Well, we're hearing tonight from a group of lobster fishers in Nova Scotia. They're calling on the federal government to take action when it comes to organized crime and illegal fishing.
Impacts in the St. Mary's Bay area, where a lot of the out-of-season illegal fishery is focused. We saw the closure of one of the largest lobster processors in Nova Scotia.
Season is now underway. What time is it? It is right. Oh, 48 minutes in.
The nets dropped off today. Six.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Dropped. Yeah. You like fried, grilled, steamed? What kind of shrimp do you like?
Yes.
New at 6, a big rescue operation today on Crystal Beach along the Bolivar Peninsula.
Check it out. A stranded shrimp boat was set free. The boat had become a social media sensation. Ron Trevino in the newsroom with the story. Hey, Ronnie.
First, it was too close for comfort, stuck between two sandbars. Then this shrimp boat ran aground at Crystal Beach. Tonight, it is still stuck on the shore on the Bolivar Peninsula.
Several restaurants across coastal Georgia serve up shrimp, but some are still claiming it was caught locally.
Now listen to me, Trump. I want to do business, but not with the Green Hornet. He'll move us both out. But I've got a way to get around that.
Told you, I'm not going to your wedding because of a thing called Iran, all right? I'll go to the next one. Okay.
I've got no time for games, Trump.
The transistor radio. Take it to the head, you see she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red.
Blue sky.
Are you outside right now, Jim?
Coming to you live on tape from Gary's Closet, Manitoba. This is Shrimp Farm. Crypto, the most unique radio program in your entire area. The analog relevance within the digital resonance. You're listening to Shrimp Farm.
Crypto
on CKW 95.9 FM. My name's Electric John.
I'm Jason G.A. Eastwood. Yes, there is a relation to Clint.
The GA stands for General Access.
Good, bad, and the ugly. Actually, there's no B in there. The song Clint Eastwood. You ever heard that by Gorillaz?
It's very old. It's like a quarter of a century old.
I know, but they did it on Saturday Night Live this year.
Yeah, I watched it.
I think
it.
There's a political reason. He's wearing the red beret. If you listen
He's
to the lyrics,
he's got sunshine in his haze.
The Good, Bad, and the Ugly was about how government's all terrible. Dirty Harry was about the government corruption. I think there was a message there.
The Good, Bad, and the Ugly was a post-Civil War picture.
Yeah, but it was about how, you know, the government and the Civil War people, everyone running the show is kind of trying to screw over the regular guys like Clint. He turned out to be the good guy.
Absolutely, sure. Clint Eastwood, is he still alive?
Come on.
I'm not sure. He's very old.
Don't you know anything?
Last time I checked, he was very old.
He's 90-something. 94, 95, but he's been going to dinners and accepting awards. He's still directing movies, as far as I know.
Oh, really? Well,
Clint Eastwood, one of the artistic film legends of our generation.
Well, he's too old to be a boomer, or I would say, okay, boomer.
No, he's part of the greatest generation. He'd be like a boomer's father.
He's not greatest generation. He fought in World War II?
He could have.
If he had the courage.
No, if he had the age. I think he was like 17 or something, 16.
Oh, okay. Well, those boomers, we're going to play some young music right now from the younger generation, younger than us, much younger than us.
Actually, Clint would be like, what, just a little pre-boomer. He's like, 5 years younger than Bob Dylan or something, right?
Well, nice to see you. Nice to see you, Pops.
Anyway, we're going to come back to this generation, right, John?
Brand new music, brand new music. The generation that's happening right now, the youths.
Generations are kind of a fallacy, right?
This is right. This is some, and we got a couple Nepo babies right now we're going to play. This is brand new music from Paris Jackson. This is called Teenage Drama here on Shrimp Farm. Crypto.
Here come all the teenage drama.
From Violet Grohl with Bug in the Cake. Before that, we heard another brand new one from Paris Jackson, Teenage Drama, young women who are really on fire right now in the rock world.
Women who are the daughters of rockers. It's like hockey players, they're all basically the sons of hockey players now. The rockers are all the daughters of rock and rollers.
They're Nepo babies.
That's right.
But you know what? They're good at it, and it doesn't necessarily always work. I mean, you know, that's why Paul McCartney's son isn't as big as the Foo Fighters, you know?
But he's got fans. All he needs Reed has 1,000 fans. He's probably got 1,000 fans giving him $10 a year. He makes 120 grand a year. Good for him.
I'm sure he's...
He needs the cash.
Might be doing a little better than that, but that's good logic.
Paul McCartney's kid, do you think he gives him money? Or is he like, no, you have to make your own money?
I have no idea.
I'm not supporting you. I won't pay for your studio time.
I know that
time.
He's got Paul McCartney has a daughter who's quite famous in the fashion industry. He's had some kids who've done quite well in different fields, acting and fashion.
Yeah, do you think that then he probably, you know, he's tight with his money. I know that.
Well, he got took for a lot of money by that one wife of his.
And Michael Jackson had his song rights for a long time, but then he bought him back. So I think he's doing okay.
I'm sure he's fine.
Anyway, what we're saying is we're starting a pledge fund for Paul McCartney.
I've seen Paul McCartney like 6 times on TV in the last 2 weeks, so he's got more work than I do right now.
Well, of course he does. Way more work. Like, John, he's Paul McCartney. He was on Saturday Night Live a lot. Now he's all over social media.
He doesn't need to work, though.
He's bored. He's a superstar. He always wants to keep in the public eye. He's one of those guys.
Okay, well, just don't poke me in the eye and I'll be fine.
It's all about relevance for those guys. They want to hang on. Neil Young, Bob Dylan. And speaking of relevance, let's go back to the city that we care about the most.
Winnipeg.
Right here, Winnipeg, Manitoba, with the local spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes, local spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes, local spotlight.
We'll be right back.
That was Meat Machines. And before that, we heard Winnipeg's own At Last Detective with The Carpenter, a brand new song. Go check out At Last Detective. I just saw them do a house concert at Steve Martin's. It was fantastic, John.
Oh, hilarious. The jerk himself.
And yeah, he was, well, it's a different Steve Martin, but he's equally talented and funny. And his house is a mirage of trinkets that would really inspire you in a Salvador Dali kind of way.
A mirage of trinkets. I like the sound of that.
There was a great opening band called Prairie Spirit. Look out for them, too. So,
Prairie Spirit. Wait, I think I saw an ad for that on their Instagram.
I think it's I believe.
Yeah, in the ad, it's David Duchovny.
I think you're thinking of the cigarette brand, Prairie Spirit.
No, there's an ad on their Instagram.
It probably is, I'm just kidding.
The band you spoke of.
Prairie Spirit.
The Last Detective, on their Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
They have an ad with David Duchovny.
Wow, they're probably X-Files fans, I'm judging by
that. And it says... this is me thinking about how much I'll have fun this Saturday at Last Detective and Prairie Spirit. It says text or message for tickets. So it doesn't even have an ad. So that's probably the gig you were at.
That's the show I was at. It was a very exclusive basement kind of show with 45 people.
Right.
And then the band. So you can basically fit 55 people in there.
Now, you were saying earlier, though, it was an interesting setup. You have to climb down some sort of a ladder to get inside
the
show.
There's a ladder you need to go into to get down to the show.
Like a fire escape kind of a thing?
It's like a swimming pool ladder, but you have to go down the ladder. But there's lots of handles. It's safe. There's all kinds of couches at the bottom. And
I love an interesting venue.
It's an amazing venue, and it's undisclosed, which is even better.
Crypto Market Report. Yes, once again, the Crypto Market Report, where we discuss the world of digital assets, cryptocurrencies, the fourth industrial revolution, AI, etc., etc., etc. And lots of action happening this past week, Jason. It's incredible.
There's a lot of partying going down on the blockchain, I hear.
Well, this was just announced. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation. Now, this is the central backbone of global capital markets. They handle clearing and settlement and custody of trillions of dollars of security transactions every day. It's $4 quadrillion a year they do.
Wow.
Now, they just announced last week that they will be tokenizing on the Stellar Network, XLM, Stellar Lumens.
So, I love the word Stellar.
So this is huge. This is absolutely huge. Also, XRP is involved in Stellar. And the DTCC has a blueprint. They have a patent that also has Stellar XRP ledger in it as well. So, but again, we wait for American legislation. Trump continues to crater the markets with his horrible war and his lies about a peace treaty. The Strait of Hormuz again was closed this morning, again sending markets into a tailspin, Jason.
We're in big trouble with that idiot. He's him and his gang of whatever, whoever's, you know, we don't want to get into this because this
it's not even worth getting into. We all know how we feel about it.
But on a personal level, we will disclose this.
Yes.
We are still $1 trillion away from becoming the world's first trillionaires, but we're not going to stop there, are we, Jim?
Well, we're about $1 trillion away from becoming the first $1 trillion radio program.
That's right. But, you know, stay tuned for Fun Drive, because this year we're really going to go hard.
No, it's not just $60,000 for the station. We need $1 trillion for this show.
Oh, wow. Well, then I don't think we can do that, John. We can't advertise. Everything that we get in the Fun Drive goes to the
station.
A trillion.
And also, this is, I heard more bad news all the time. There's DJ TJ. You heard of this guy? He's Trump's son, DJ TJ.
Oh, no. Don Trump Jr. Yeah. Chom Trump Jr. Yeah, he's,
you know, Kalshi? You know Kalshi is like the betting thing or whatever?
Yes.
It's like prediction markets. DJ TJ sits on the board of Kelce, so it's just stickier all the time. It's not good. Anyway, we'll talk about it next time on the Crypto Market Report.
brand new segment's Beat of the Week.
My revolution's partially potluck. Brought a crudité to the coup d'etat. Dab rig all day, what you think I saw? Down in old Chile, democratically elected, Allende. Replaced by the puppet dictator, Pinochet. Whole thing run by the CIA. American journalists disappeared. Thousands of citizens disappeared. Soccer stadium, kill squad, shed no tears. If you're not paranoid, then you need more fear. They got your name in a list, as well as the address of the last person that you ever kissed. Kiss, kiss, kiss. John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles, then the devil's in the details, right? Fellas, two fronts for the original UFC, United Fruit Company. Today we're killing in the name of MTV, but they were lying to themselves about democracy. Murder in the name of Chiquita Banana from Guatemala all the way to Havana. It's worse than ever before. Now all the phones are cameras, phone callers are scammers. Drones litter the sky, they glitter by as the crow flies.
Presents to the West by the various themes that it promulgates what I call a wilderness of mirrors, who have, as they do, control over both, not both, but all forms of communication with the West, whether it be the media, diplomats.
CIA's at the discotheque in the shopping mall down on the beach, Bermuda shorts at the discotheque. CIA's in the shopping mall, Bermuda shorts in the discotheque.
We'll be right back.
Oh, that's Gang Stalker, brand new one from Sublime, an advanced track from their new record, Until the Sun Explodes. Jacob Noel filling in for his father quite nicely. This new record, Jason, has like, it's a double album. There's 22 tracks on here coming out.
Amazing, considering he was 1 year old when his father passed away. He's really taken up the torch, and he sounds, like you said, even a better singer. You mentioned
even
earlier.
Even better singer than Bradley, I think. He's amazing vocalist. Jacob Noel, and of course, Sublime.
Sublime was such a good big band in the 90s.
And before that, we heard a brand new Beat of the Week from ourselves.
We did.
That one influenced by, perhaps,
spies.
The 20th century American spy scene, you know what I mean?
The Bermuda Shorts is the name of the track.
Bermuda Shorts, yes.
Well, now we can move on to maybe some newer, older music, eh, John?
Newer, older. Explain yourself.
A reissue, right, and a new segment we call
Reissue.
Thank you. is into the magic land. Brand new Boards of Canada from their album Inferno. Check it out. And before that, we heard a great reissue of Ted Lucas. He was kind of a psychedelic folk singer from the 70 to 74 era. And that song was called You've Got the Power. And you do have the power. You have the power to change this station, but I know you won't, because we love having you here at shrimpfarm.crypto, 95.9 FM on your dial. Now we're going to go to a special Winnipeg Jets 3.0, because one of our old correspondents, Nikolai Ehlers, is in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Those could very well be key cornerstone players of a Jets 3.0.
With Nikolai Ehlers. He used to play with the Winnipeg Jets. He got traded before the beginning of this year because his contract ran out to the Carolina Hurricanes. And there he is. He loves chanting his own name. He's one of the favorite little Danish gnomes that plays in the NHL. How are you doing, Nikolai?
I'm just trying to win the Stanley Cup.
And what does that involve, Nikolai?
Ehlers!
Does the silly city you're playing now is Raleigh, North Carolina. Does that seem at all like Winnipeg, or...
Matt Damon.
Do you miss Winnipeg at all?
Ehlers!
So what do you miss most about our fine city?
I am going to Florida eating gelato.
And if you win the Stanley Cup, what's the first thing you're going to eat out of it?
Gelatos!
And after that?
Ehlers!
And that was Nikolai Ehlers, folks, live from Carolina. We want to wish you the best, Nikolai. Good luck in the playoffs.
Go, Ehlers! Go!
And that was Jets
change.
That was Mother's Day Parade from Cookie Delicious with a brand new remix. The peacocking remix, John.
Remix!
Have you ever peacocked in your youth?
Yeah, all the time. I got a new outfit today mail.
Why don't you tell the kids out there what's on the front?
It's a sweater with the arms. It's a sleeveless sweater. On the front is a stitching of a dude on a motorbike leaving a giant explosion behind them.
That's right.
It could be a woman on a motorbike. Somebody on a motorbike.
Well, it's quite Rorschachian because it's like it looks like an ink blot, but then you look carefully and it's very detailed, beautiful.
Rorschachian.
Explosion. Speaking of Rorschachian.
Boomer.
Barry.
You know what infuriates me at a traffic light? I'm sitting there four cars back from the intersection, and I already know that this light only stays green for about 5 seconds. It's not a generous light. When that light turns green, you have to floor it. And then I look at the car in front of me, and there's an entire car length of empty space between their car and the car in front of them, just sitting there. I mean, it's like this person is social distancing from the vehicle in front of them. I have to ask, what happened to this person's life? Did a Pontiac back into them in 1987 and now they've never emotionally recovered from it? Or were they traumatized as a child by an aggressive station wagon? Because they're sitting there like this gap in front of them is sacred. Meanwhile, I'm back here visibly aging. And the thing that fascinates me is that they have no idea that they're causing me to age. And if I were to give them a polite little beep to encourage them to move up a bit, you know, not an angry horn blast, just a tiny, hey, maybe creep forward 6 feet so the rest of civilization can get through this light kind of beep. They'd look up the traffic light and point to it as if they've solved a murder mystery. Sir, the light is red. Yes, I know the light is red, Professor Traffic. I'm not suggesting you travel through the intersection like a stuntman in an action movie. I'm suggesting you don't leave enough space in front of your car to land a small aircraft. Imagine if everybody did that. A car length and then another car length and another. By supper time, the lineup would stretch into Saskatchewan. People would be growing beards waiting for the light to turn green. Listen. When you're traveling at 90 kilometers an hour on an icy road, absolutely, leave space in front of your car. But when you're stopped at a red traffic light downtown, your car doesn't need its own emotional support buffer zone. Close the gap, Harold. We're trying to get home before winter.
Winnipeg traffic.
Huh.
You got the construction in the summer. In the winter, you just got nothing but no lines on the road, right? Just
whatever, ice. Boomer, man.
But, hey, the funny thing is the boomer's been living here for 70-something years, and he still complaining about the same old things, yet nobody moves. That's what's great about Winnipeg.
It can be a frustrating place if you are in a hurry, for sure.
You can't really, but you know, every go to Toronto, try to get somewhere down there without driving.
Yeah.
You live there, you know what it's like.
Yeah, but I don't live there now, so I'm going to complain about the driving here, you know what I mean?
Yeah. See, I live nice and central.
Well, so the whole trick I've learned is to, you know, is to not have to drive at the bad times. And if you don't have to drive during the bad times, then you're a winner on every.
If you don't have to drive at 9, if you don't have to drive at 5, even lunchtime some days.
Yeah, so the trick is not having to drive during those hours. If you can avoid driving between 7 and 10 a.m.
Yeah.
and between 3 and 7 p.m., you're going to be all right.
The problem is now, like, a lot of stores close at 7, so you got to get out there. Like I tried to go to a donut shop last week, and it closed at 7.
A donut shop. Now, you don't even eat donuts.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to see what it looked like in there. And just
you just randomly attempted to go to a donut shop.
I don't eat donuts for the dietary reasons, but I appreciate the art of the donut, so I wanted to see what was going on.
So when you went in, what happened?
Well, it was closed, so I just window shopped, which was great for everybody, actually.
So that's the story, is that shops are closing too early?
Yes.
And that people have to drive during the hours we discussed. That's also right. Because, I guess, employment.
That's right, John. That's right. We're starting to figure out. We could be city planners. So if any of you city folks at council or anything need any help, Call us up. We have a small model of the city we use to move buildings around, and we could probably help you rearrange this place, right?
Small models, call us up.
Speaking of small models, do you have anything that resembles like a battleship or anything?
Do I have something that like resembles? My brother probably does, but no, I don't. Unfortunately, I do not.
I brought my pet mouse today, and he likes to go for a ride in the bathtub.
Do not bring rodents into this building.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Next week, you won't hear us. We'll see you
right here
on Shrimp. How's that going to work? Net crypto.
Enjoy the heat.
The Roadrunner Show.